I'm Pastor Keith Surface, and this is Simply Christ. God's amazing grace brought deliverance to my soul. Jesus took my sin away, and his blood has made me whole. The Bible tells us, by one man, sin entered into the world. That's Romans 5 and 12. That man was Adam, and all the death, destruction, misery, and iniquity of human history is connected to his great disobedience. Adam's transgression did not merely bring sin into the world, but his actions caused all of those who were born thereafter to be sinners. The Apostle Paul told us, "For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners." That's Romans 5:19. Added to the horrors of sin itself was something which accompanied the sin Adam brought in. That something was called death. The Bible says, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." Again, that's Romans 5:12. We know that physical death entered as a result of sin, but the death spoken of in this passage is much more than this. It is a sentence of eternal death or damnation. The Apostle Paul calls this death sentence condemnation. He wrote, "Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation." That's Romans 5:18. The Greek word translated as condemnation means an adverse sentence. This condemnation is the sentence of damnation which came upon every person because of sin. In the sixth chapter of Romans, the Apostle Paul reveals how Jesus Christ delivered us from this death sentence by fulfilling it upon our old man of sin. He writes, "Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him," with Christ, "that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin." That's Romans 6, verses 6 and 7. Through faith in Jesus Christ, the death sentence we were under is carried out upon the sinful nature which entered our hearts through Adam's transgression. Consider the power in this one gospel passage. Our old man is crucified. The body of sin is destroyed. And we no longer serve sin because he that is dead is freed from sin. You cannot kill a dead man again, since through faith in Jesus Christ, the sentence of death has already been fulfilled upon our old man of sin. We are no longer under condemnation. Just as Christ died unto sin once, and death has no more dominion over him, that's found in Romans 6, verses 9 and 10, damnation has no claim on those who are already dead with Christ. The word of God is clear. The redeemed are in fact dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's Romans 6 and 11. Paul confirms this great deliverance from the sentence of death, saying, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus." That's Romans 8 and 1. The same death with Christ which delivered us from sin also delivered us from damnation. Many people claim deliverance from damnation, but reject deliverance from sin. They do not understand that our deliverance from condemnation was accomplished by fulfilling our death sentence upon our old man of sin. If a person is not dead to sin with Christ, neither are they free from condemnation. Paul again explains how we are delivered from both sin and its condemnation, saying, "For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh." That's Romans 8:3. The law of Moses could kill the sinner, but it could never kill the sin which was in the sinner. This is exactly what Christ did upon the cross. He condemned sin in the flesh. The death sentence, which was due the sinner, Christ fulfilled upon the sin that dwelt in their heart and nature. And in doing so, he not only delivered us from sin, but from damnation also. I'm Pastor Keith Surface, and this has been Simply Christ. Though 10,000 angels